An asteroid estimated to be 3 football fields in diameter flew by Earth late Monday, missing our planet by only 2 million miles while traveling at roughly 27,000 miles per hour. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The Earth survived a close encounter in space. Experts say an asteroid called NEA 2000 EM26 had the potential to cause devastation.
Many consider the 2 million mile cushion a close call. Wayne Wooten, an astronomer at Pensacola State College, is not among them.
Fairly far away. I think why this one got publicity when we actually had a bigger one come a lot closer just 3 or 4 days earlier was because it had been lost. And now it's been recovered. But this is not too unusual. These are small bodies, and if you only see them for a day or two, you may not really get a good orbit.
That asteroid, which zoomed past on the other side of the moon, says Wooten, posed no major threat. The first asteroids of 2014 come almost a year after a relatively small asteroid, about 60 feet across, exploded over Chelyabinsk, Russia, with the force of about 30 early nuclear bombs. Wooten says a substantial amount of data was recorded from that one.
Oh, a tremendous amount of information. Obviously, many video cameras allowed us to exactly plot its orbit. We know why we didn't see it coming. It was coming from the direction of the sun, and no telescope on the Earth could have recovered it in time to give us any warning. Stuff coming from that direction is lost in the sun's glare.
The blast from that asteroid left more than 1,500 people injured, mostly by glass from shattered windows, and raised concerns about the threat that stray asteroids present.
There are plans to orbit asteroid-seeking satellites well in front of and behind the Earth's orbit, where maybe we can pick up these guys in advance, but that's still a few years off.
The B612 Foundation is a private effort to launch a space telescope that could find smaller asteroids. Their proposed telescope, called Sentinel, is intended to find asteroids up to 450 feet wide. The mission is said to carry a $450 million price tag. As far as the ongoing threat of an asteroid hitting Earth with catastrophic results, Wooten says there's really nothing projected for the next few centuries. So we probably won't need the services of Bruce Willis and his crew from the movie Armageddon.
We're a little short on time here. Will you help us?
All they got to do is drill.
That's it.
No spacewalking, no crazy astronaut stuff.
Just drill.
How many men were you planning on taking up there?
We're sending up 2 shuttles, 2 teams.
If I do this, I'm going to want to take my own men.
You got it.
Wayne Wooten at PSC says that scientists at NASA and elsewhere are getting better at tracking asteroids.
We now have had 2 cases of asteroids that we did see coming, and they impacted exactly where we expected them to on time back in 2008 and on the first day of this year. We had a little fellow that hit in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Nobody actually saw it hit, but we had enough data that we're pretty sure that's where it hit.
Meanwhile, the International Space Station and its crew theoretically are in the line of fire when it comes to asteroids nearing Earth. But Wooten says asteroids take a back seat to all the man-made space junk up there.
Close-to-Earth debris, junk from the Chinese test of an anti-missile thing that blew up one of their own weather satellites and spread debris around, and that we've had to alter the course of the International Space Station slightly. So there's a lot more junk that we've put up there that's a problem for the ISS than anything coming from out there.
A group of experts on near-Earth objects, or NEOs, met in Vienna earlier this month. Among the topics discussed was establishing an international asteroid warning network, considered a critical step in gathering and sharing information about potentially hazardous NEOs. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.